Director Robert Zemeckis has become one of the most reliable hitmakers in Hollywood with the Back to the Future films and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. But will his hot streak continue? Film critic Stephen Schiff took a look at Zemeckis' latest picture, Death Becomes Her.
The special effects in Death Becomes Her are absolutely terrific. Meryl Streep struts through a room with her head twisted backward. Goldie Hawn walks around with a hole in her midriff so huge that you could throw a football through it. And when Goldie bonks Meryl with a shovel, Meryl's neck disappears completely, and her head gets half buried beneath her shoulders. This is the sort of stuff that will strike your average 13-year-old boy as not only excellent, but downright awesome. And I won't argue with that. Awesome it is. It's not, however, worth sitting through Death Becomes Her for. To anyone who remembers such not-so-awesome catfight movies as Old Acquaintance, Rich and Famous, and The Turning Point, Death Becomes Her will look pretty familiar. It's the old story of girlfriends who become bitter rivals, fighting over men, over career, and especially over who looks better for her age. In this case, Streep plays Madeline, a third-rate Broadway and movie star. She steals the eminent Dr. Ernest Menville, played by Bruce Willis, from his first love, Streep's pal Helen, played by Goldie Hawn. 14 years later, Hawn has become a successful author, and Streep's star has faded. Meanwhile, her marriage to Willis has become loveless to the point of homicide. That's when Hawn takes her revenge. She seduces Willis and urges him to go ahead and kill Streep, though she needn't. Willis is so frustrated with Streep that he throws her down the stairs. It's a lethal fall, but not lethal enough.
Ernest! Ernest! You pushed me down the stairs.
Stay away from me!
You bet I will, animal, psycho!
Don't come near me!
Wife, pusher!
Don't come near me or follow me! Don't come near me or follow me or talk to me!
I don't intend to. I just have to make a telephone call. 911, right?
Wrong. Not even 911 can save this movie. It turns out that Streep has taken a potion that not only makes her younger, it makes her immortal. Nothing can kill or even harm her, though she can get pretty bent out of shape. When Hawn swallows the same stuff, it looks as though these two harpies will have to spend eternity bickering at each other. And by the time the movie's half over, we know pretty well how that eternity will feel. Zemeckis has much the same problem that Steven Spielberg has. He's great at fashioning movies for children, but when he tries to make movies for grown-ups, they simply look childish. Death Becomes Her may think it's some sort of blistering black comedy about female vanity, but what it really is another trip to Roger Rabbit's Toontown, where the characters are indestructible cartoons who scream at each other all day long. Co-screenwriter David Koepp has said that his idea was a kind of Night of the Living Dead, but with script by Noel Coward. Wishful thinking. Death Becomes Her is an endless, misogynistic dynasty episode, with Alexis and Crystal kicking and pulling each other's hair. Script by Daffy Duck.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.